This is Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith, one verse at a time. Connect with us today at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled Bondservants of Christ. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 to 2 reads, Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, including the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Opening chapter 1 of Philippians, we are blessed with a very familiar greeting from the Apostle Paul. Paul began all his epistles with a warm welcome to the churches and the specific individuals that he was addressing. In his customary manner, Paul immediately identifies himself as the author of this letter, and there are really no valid arguments against the claim that Paul wrote Philippians. We know from his very distinct writing style and outright claims of authorship that Paul wrote 13 of the 27 New Testament epistles. Out of the gate, Paul makes the claim that he and Timothy are bondservants of Christ. This is a signature of Paul's epistles. As we saw in Ephesians, bondservant is the English rendering of the Greek word doulos. It is also frequently translated as slave. I used to think that this was merely Paul's way of expressing humility, especially as a formerly esteemed Jewish Pharisee. But looking carefully at its use in Scripture, including many of Jesus' parables, we learn that Paul was very intentional in referring to himself as a doulos of Christ. There were several offices of leadership within the early church. We see these outlined in Ephesians 4, verse 11, where Paul wrote, And he, Jesus, gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers. The apostles were a very exclusive group of individuals, and it was a distinct position that could only be ascribed by Christ himself. Every apostle was personally chosen by Christ. Reference Matthew 10, verses 1 to 4. Apostles were tasked with preaching the gospel to the world and speaking on behalf of Christ, much like the Old Testament prophets. Reference Mark 6, 15 and Acts 9, verse 15. Paul and the other apostles, such as Jude, Peter, James, and John, referred to themselves as either apostles or bondservants or both. Through their inspired writings, we can begin to see how an apostle and a bondservant, or doulos, or a slave of Christ, are very closely related. While I once believed that every Christian was a bondservant of Christ, I now recognize that the way this is used in the New Testament points to it being more specific. It is not something that we take on by our own volition. In fact, there's another Greek word, soundoulos, which is also rendered bondservant in some translations, like the NASB. This is not the same as doulos, and instead speaks of a fellow servant or an associate, and is applied to some of Paul's helpers, like Tychicus and Epaphras. And based on its use in the New Testament, I would argue that most of us Christians fall into this category, the soundoulos, or associate bondservant. We are all fellow servants or workers with others in Christ Jesus. What makes the opening of Philippians slightly unique in Scripture is that Paul includes Timothy in its greeting. Paul also added Timothy's name to the opening of Colossians. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we learn that Timothy was young and he was given the spiritual gift of teaching. While not an apostle himself, he was very active with Paul in ministry and was a trusted partner, worker, and son in the preaching of the gospel. See 1 Timothy 1 verse 2, 1 Thessalonians 3 verse 2, and Romans 16 verse 21. Therefore, it is likely that Timothy transcribed the letters to the Philippians and Colossians, writing the words that Paul spoke. It is very improbable that Timothy directly contributed to or added to the letter's contents. The context and the flow of the letters indicates that they had a single author. And again, Timothy was not an apostle. The reason why Paul may have needed help transcribing or writing the letters is not specified in Scripture, so we can only assume that some limiting factor prevented him from handwriting these letters himself. Barely cracking the very first verse of Philippians, we can already glean a few fascinating truths about its author and the divine elective will of God working in a believer's life. each Christian is here in this time and place for a reason. We have a job to do as fellow workers for Christ. It is worth our time and prayer to seek what God has planned for us to do. We have been given this very day for a reason. So let's use it for His glory, just like our beloved brothers Paul and Timothy once did. We appreciate you listening today and hope that you were blessed by this expository-style devotional. For more biblical teaching, visit us at truthmatterschurch.org and be sure to check out our 24-hour stream of teaching, scripture reading, and encouraging music at truthmattersradio.com. Have a blessed day.